the Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Sackey. Bishop E.A.T. Sackey is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Sackey as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us
business affair,
and I heard a commotion a couple streets over. Was wondering what's happening there.
A young man was running from in that direction and stopped just to catch his breath. I asked him to please tell me what was the hurry. He smiled up at me and he said, I was trying to catch the crippled man. Did he run past his way? He was rushing home to tell everyone what Jesus did today. And the mute man was telling myself that the deaf girl is leaving to answer God's call. Oh, it's hard to believe, but if you don't trust me, as the blind man, he saw it all. Ask the blind man, he saw it all. Well, my friend, if the troubles and burdens you carry are heavy and dragging you down, and you've tried everything you can possibly think of, but there's no relief to be found.
The very same Jesus that altered the future of the blind man, the deaf, and the lame.
Oh, you're reaching and you'll never be the same.
You've been trying to catch the crippled man. Did he run past this way?
He was rushing home to tell everyone what Jesus did today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you excited to be in the house of God? Are you still here? Well, are you blessed to be here? I seem to feel that Liverpool is winning. Because we are dominating. I feel in the church. Give me away, Liverpool. Our Manchester United. It cannot be. All Liverpool stuff after church, we'll take a picture, okay? All right. You people are not loyal. You support your what the bishop supports. Anyway, we are blessed to be here. Amen. You may be seated for just a minute or two. And like Reverend Pazzi said, yesterday we organized gala match for some of the team that lives, young teams in this area. And there were how many teams? Hello? What's up? Why the lights off? All right. Okay. Power trip. Okay. Very good. So, can you please come up? So, we want to give the prizes to them and to those who won the prizes. We are the first three. The third in the special Kadesh Gala matches was the Crystal FC. So if you are here, by the caps, welcome the delegation. If you are a member of Crystal FC, please clap for them and welcome them. Clap for them and welcome them. All right. Okay. I'm going to invite, yes. Pastor Jones present the cup to them. All right. And then Pastor Rosemary, you are going to present the cash prize. But let Pastor Rosemary present the cash prize to them and he will present the cup to them. All right. Who is there? Yes. What the photographer? Uh-huh. Cash prize. Take the picture. Clap your hands for them. Yes. And Pastor, please take the cup, the smaller one. Fantastic. Congratulations. God bless you. Right. God bless you. Now, the second in the league or in the gala was Dynasty FC. Let Pastor Catherine, you present the cash prize to them. All right. And then you are going to present the cup to them. Yes. All right. Clap your hands for them as they come. This way, you come this way. From today, they are all members of the church. All right. So, special cash prize of many, many dollars, $1,000, several. Congratulations. Take the second cup. Yes, yes. All right. All right. And the first of the special gala, Heavens FC. Heavens FC. Auntie B, please, I need you to present the cash prize. All right. Fantastic. No. I think I'll present the cup myself. Congratulations. Congratulations. Wonderful. Now, at the end of the service, you're going to pray for all the budding footballers. We are going to become, for you know, one of these footballers will be Abedi Pele one day. One of them may be Asamoah Gyan one day. We pray that God will bless you and bless your profession. Amen. So shall pray with you before we close. Lift your Bibles up briefly. Can we stand to our feet now? Lift your Bible, anything came to church, lift it up high, and then let's sing our song together.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the joy of you hearing your word. We submit ourselves to you and to your will. May your word rule and reign in every heart. Be glorified in every soul that is here. And let your word gain ascendancy in our lives. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody shout at your loudest, amen. Amen. Sit on top of your enemies. I'm going to preach very briefly. And then I'm going to do one or two more things. How many of you have been blessed by how you can preach salvation? Hello? Can you hear me well? Can you hear me at the back? All right. See that gentleman wearing that t-shirt going out. Tell him to stay in church or he's going to the bathroom. All right. Very good. It's a blessing to be in church. You should have said amen.
Amen.
It's a blessing to serve God. It's a privilege to know God. Amen.
Amen.
And we thank God for today and for the blessing of coming to church and receiving the engrafted word that is able to save our souls. Amen.
Amen.
We've talked in detail on various topics and various subjects. Today, I'm going to talk about Jesus and Zacchaeus. Hallelujah. Jesus and who? Zacchaeus. Does anybody know anybody called Zacchaeus? Do you know any Zacchaeus? Do I know any Zacchaeus? No. Do you know any Zacchaeus? Okay. But it's a name. You did a name ceremony of somebody called Zacchaeus. What a shock. You know Nicodemus, not Zacchaeus. Bishop, nice to see you. God bless you. Fantastic. Well, quickly, let's turn the Bible to Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. And we are reading from verse number 1. Luke chapter 19 from verse number 1. Hello, let's start reading now. Okay, let me read it. Quite a long passage, up to 10. So let me read it to you as you join, as you pay attention. And Jesus entered it and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. When your name is written, may they add this phrase to it. If you didn't say amen, then you want to be poor the rest of your life. Isn't it nice that when they mention, whose name should I mention? Roland! And he was rich. It's not a curse to be rich. It's a blessing to be rich. The problem is that the riches destroy many people. But you, your riches will never destroy you. Because you know God enough. Can I have an amen? When they mentioned Cynthia, and she was rich. Hallelujah. It's beautiful. Amen. Bible says he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was of little stature. Okay. And he ran before and climbed up into the sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass by. He was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Amen. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false pretenses or false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. May salvation come to your life. May your house be saved. For as much as he is also a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. Right, so a few things to see in this little passage. Number one, just a few things, and then we will be closing. Zacchaeus decided that he is going to see Jesus. And Jesus was about to pass the city where Zacchaeus was. Amen. Now you see, if you read the Bible, you would almost think that the people that Jesus met, they were just accidental. Have you ever thought about it? That some of the stories that we read, Jesus met this man. He was passing by and he saw a man sitting by. His name was Matthew, and he said, follow me. He was passing by a place and he saw two blind men, and they said, Master, can you heal me? He was passing by and somebody said this. He was passing by. And then, I mean, all of them, they don't look planned. Have you ever thought about it? That when Jesus was going out of that day, the thing on the stage is a bit too loud. So can you turn it down a bit? It almost looks like when Jesus was writing his to-do lists, you know, to-do lists, things that you do that day. Did he know that there was going to be a man on a tree whom he was going to have the dinner in his house? Everything looked accidental. But you see, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Somebody shout amen. You need to understand that every step a righteous man takes is ordered. Some of the people that you meet, it's not accidental. That's why I pray, every time I pray, say that, may you meet the right people. May God organize your future. May you meet the people that are relevant for your life. Somebody shout amen. Oh, sometimes you meet a person and your whole life changes. Sometimes even the ashes They usher you to sit by somebody, and the person ends up becoming your wife. What a shock. So don't be angry with the ushers. God is leading them. Many things happen to us. They look accidental. But in the plan of God, there is no accident. You are not an accident. You are not a mistake. Am I talking to anybody here? Some of you, when your mother discovered that she was pregnant with you, she was very angry because you were a product of entertainment. Your father and mother were having entertainment one evening. And then after a few days, your mother came and said, I have missed it. What have you missed? So you look like, but in the eyes of God, there's a purpose and a plan for your life. Tell your neighbor, the man is preaching to you. There's no accident in the eyes of God. So Jesus was passing by a particular way. If you also read in the Bible, says that Jesus was going through Samaria and he met a woman. All of it looked like what sort of story? Like everyday new stories, but all of it is part of God's master plan. Our eyes and our minds are limited. So sometimes we can't see where God is taking us. We can't see beyond a certain limit because of our limited mind. But God has a master plan. Am I talking to anybody here? God sees from beginning to the end. He knows where you will be in 5 years' time. He knows how your life will be in 2 years' time. If you are sitting here, don't go, oh, God has forgotten about me. Will I ever get married? Listen to me. God is arranging things in the realm of the spirit for your life. As you sit here, things are going on behind your scene, behind your view. You can't see it, but God is working out something. I said, God is working out something for your life. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not entered the heart of men, the thing that God is preparing for those who love. Do you love the Lord? I couldn't hear you. Do you love the Lord? Then I'm here to announce to somebody here that there's something that God is preparing for your life. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Are you still here? Fantastic. So let's carry on very quickly. So Jesus was passing through Zacchaeus' city. Now you see, every time you have a chance, a good chance, take advantage of that opportunity. Because opportunities don't last. That's a good point. Pastor Ryan, what do you think about that? It's a good point. Some of you are sitting watching me. Opportunities have slipped through your fingers. Because you didn't see it as the last opportunity. He didn't see it as God opened a certain door for you. I'm preaching. Jesus was going to pass through the city. We are not told that he came to the city a number of times. He was going to pass through the city. And for Zacchaeus, he knew that this was his chance. As you sit in church today, I don't know who invited you. I don't know who asked you to come. But the fact that you are sitting here is a chance to meet Jesus and let him transform your life and let him change your life forever. Amen. Don't let it pass by. Don't say no today. Because Bible said today is the day of salvation. If you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. So at first, are you used to say no another time? But another time may never come. I'm preaching. Am I talking to anybody here? That time may never come. I always remember several years ago, I preached in a secondary school in Winneba Secondary School. I preached, and when I preached, several students came forward and gave their lives to Christ. I was much younger, several years ago. And after the service in the evening, a lady came to me. She said, Pastor, can I see you? So I put up a chair. She sat and I sat. And she told me, my name is Abigail. I am just about to finish school, a sixth form or so. And she said that in this school, everybody knows me to be very notorious. They know me as a bad girl in this school. She said, I felt like coming forward and give my life to Christ. But you see, I'll feel embarrassed and people will laugh and make fun of me. So she told me, in 6 weeks' time, the school will come to a close. I'm about to finish school. And when I finish, then I can serve God all my life. These were the words of Abigail. And as I sat down with her, I said, Abigail, the Bible, what you have is today, not tomorrow. The Bible said, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. I said, Abigail, say yes to God now. And as I spoke to her, she began to cry. And after she finished crying, I thought she said, Pastor, I'm ready. But she said, no, I'm waiting only 6 more weeks and it will be done. 6 more weeks to finish school. Then I can give my life to Christ and serve God. I spoke to her and she wouldn't say yes to God. She said, just 6 more weeks. 6 more weeks. And then I'll have all the time in the world to serve God. What could I do? I can't force her on her knees. I can't do a force her to say the prayer. All I did was say, okay, if that's what you want, that's fine. And I just walked away. 2 weeks later, I was in my room when my friend called Solomon. He pushed my door open and he said, Brother East, do you remember the lady whom we spoke with that Sunday evening? I said, yes, that is Abigail. He told me just the day before she had like malaria, something very trivial. And she was being taken to the hospital and she died in the taxi. Hear me, friends. And I'm not joking. We are all young. Most of us are young here. But when you stand under a mango tree, you don't only see brown leaves under the tree. You see green leaves as well. Brown leaves fall. Green leaves fall. Young men die. Old men die. Don't say no to God and walk as thinking that you have the whole world ahead of you. Don't say no to God. I'm preaching to you. Wherever you are sitting today, I'm challenging you. Don't make fun about God. It's your opportunity. Jesus is passing through here today. May you accept and make him the Lord of your life. May he rule and reign in your life. May he become your savior. It's your. I couldn't believe it when he told me that Abigail had died. Nobody ever thought that the message I was preaching to her that day was a final call. When you go to the airport, you are going to hear it. All passengers traveling on KLM, flight 590, proceed to the boarding gates. After a few minutes, they'll come back. And they say, all passengers traveling on KL 590 to Amsterdam, please proceed to the boarding gates. Then after a while, they'll come back and they'll repeat the same announcement. All passengers traveling on KLM 590 to Amsterdam, please proceed to the boarding gates. And this time they will add it. This is the final call. After this call, there will be no other call. A time comes when you hear the final call. Maybe somebody is sitting here today. This is your final call. Don't ridicule the word of God. Don't make fun of the word of God. Are you going to respond to God? Or you think, I'm so young, I have all the years ahead of me. I have my future, I have my plans, I have this. But Bible says today, he stands at the door and he's knocking. I'm challenging you here today. Never walk out of these places without giving your life to Christ. And if you walk out of here, never say you never heard the gospel. You can't say it. You can never say nobody told you that Jesus is the way. You can never say, if you ever walk out of these doors without giving your heart to Christ, you can never say that nobody gave you the opportunity. You can't say that. You can't say that. Wherever you are sitting, I'm preaching to you. This is Sunday morning, and I'm preaching to you. We beg somebody brought you in a bus. Somebody begged you to come. Somebody even forced you to come. But you are sitting here and I'm preaching the word of God to you. Young man, young lady, this opportunity. Jesus was passing through the city. And Zacchaeus, he was rich, But he had made up his mind that, look, I want to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus knew that his wealth was not going to bring happiness to him. Money is not everything. Can I talk to anybody here? You may have money. I've met millionaires who are empty and who are suicidal. Money is not everything. God is everything. I said, God is everything. Money cannot be everything. I'm telling you. Are you still here? Zacchaeus was rich, but he said to himself, this man, I'm going to see him. This man, Jesus, I'd like to meet him. I'm sure he had met many people in his life, but none of them could answer the questions of his life. All the people he had met could not settle all the ladies he has chased. They will never bring happiness to him. All the big president that he has met as a rich man, they were not enough. He knew that the one I have to meet is Jesus. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? Hallelujah. So Zacchaeus said, I'm going to see Jesus. But you see, there was an obstacle. You see, anytime you want to meet Jesus, there will be obstacles in your way. What a word. Sometimes the friend you are sitting by is an obstacle. You want to listen to the word and your friend keeps on texting and distracting you. Sometimes you want to say come and your friend says, oh, don't let us go. You want to lift your hand, don't leave. Your friend can be an obstacle to you. I'm telling you, he may be an obstacle to you. Tell your neighbor, I'm warning you. Tell you, I'm warning you. Don't obstruct me. Hallelujah. Is anybody hearing me this morning? Are you hearing the word of God this morning? Zacchaeus wanted to see, but Bible says that he was very short. That was his problem. What a shock. He was so short, and the crowd from Jesus was so large that he could not see Jesus. He would jump, he couldn't see. What a shock. He would try. He would stand on stilts, but it was not working. Zacchaeus was trying. But you see, Zacchaeus said, although I am short, I will still see this man. Hallelujah. My height. He was vertically challenged. As they say, are you there? Short man. Kapwepwe. But he said, it doesn't matter. I will still see him. I don't know what state you find yourself in, but don't let anything stop you. Don't let your own limitations stop you. Don't let your sin stop you. Don't let your fear stop you. Don't let your mistakes stop you. You must be determined that Jesus, I'm going to see him. Clap your hands for the Lord. Amen. Everybody has limitations. All of us have shortcomings. Zacchaeus' own was physical. Your own may be your pride. What a word. Are you still in church? Your own may be your fears. What is it that is? Your own may be a boyfriend. I'm coming home now. I'm dialing your number. Pick the call and answer the call right now. Hallelujah. You feel that if I give my life to Christ, I have to forgo Bob Jack Toronto. Say, hey, what will I do? What will I do? One day, remember the early days of the church, Bishop will tell us, as preaching and we're very few, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on, years back, and I think the first or second service when Lighthouse began, there was a nascent student who was sitting there. So when I finished preaching, you know, once I was preaching, I saw her crying. So after I finished preaching, I went and I called her and I sat with her. And Bishop was just passing by. It was just Brother Doug, as Brother T. I'm all there. No person, Mercy will remember. And we're all there. And then she was crying. And I said, why are you crying? He said, Pastor, I want to give my life to Christ, but I have a boyfriend I can't leave. Those were her words. I have a boyfriend I cannot leave. Are you still in church? She really wanted to, but there was a boyfriend she couldn't leave. I sat with her and I talked to her. Archbishop was passing. She said, why are you crying? I said, my boyfriend. My boyfriend. She was crying out the boyfriend. And Bishop said, don't worry. Leave him. You'll be okay. Leave him. Will I be okay? Will I be okay? Are you sure? You'll be okay. Okay, I'm heard. And then Bishop left. I talked to her and she said, I'm ready to give him up and take Christ. Hallelujah. She gave up the boy and then she took Christ. She became very active in the church from the beginning, moving on and so on. The next time we heard, next time we saw her, she had a new beloved who was a medical doctor. And they married. And then they live in England forever after. Happily. Clap your hands for the Lord. God has a better arrangement for you. There's somebody better than that boyfriend. Amen. Your boyfriend may love you. Your girlfriend may love you, but none can die for you. The love of Jesus. The sweet, sweet love of Jesus. The love of Jesus surpasses all. Why don't you clap for me? I'm a singer. This man is trying to take my glory. Hallelujah. Are you still there? None of your boyfriend can die for you. No girl can die for you. Your mother cannot die for you. Your father cannot die for you. But the love of Jesus surpasses them all. Why don't you clap your hands and give Jesus a shout of praise? Are you still in church? Don't let anything stop you. Don't let anybody stop you. Don't let yourself stop you. Today, you must come to Jesus. Zacchaeus said, I'm short, but I'll still make an attempt. I'm short, but I'll still try. I have a limitation, but none of them will stop me from Jesus. What a word. Are you there? So he ran ahead, and he climbed the tree. Amen? He climbed the tree. And the beautiful thing is that Jesus got to where Zacchaeus was. And you see, I've been to Jerusalem 4 times. You'll be there. You'll be there. You will be there. Do you believe it? I've been to Jericho. I've seen a sycamore tree. In fact, they made us pay. They said that this is the tree that Zacchaeus climbed. What a shock. So they fenced it. It's actually in the Palestinian territory. So we had to pass through. They have to open the borders for us to cross and all that and so on. And they said, this is the tree, sycamore tree. So you pay. When we got there, we told Bishop Sam, you know, the shortest of the bishops. We told him to climb so that we can stay the thing again. But he couldn't climb because of his big stomach. Anyway, don't tell him. Are you still here or go home? But you see, I saw the sycamore tree. And Bible said that Jesus went, and when he got to the place, he stopped. It was like yours were coolly sitting. The rich man was sitting at the top of the tree. What a shock. A rich man sitting on a tree because he wants to see Jesus. What do you have that you are bluffing around? I said, what do you have that you are bluffing? When rich men are climbing trees, you cannot get up and come forward. You cannot get up and walk to Jesus. I'm preaching. So Jesus got there and stopped. May Jesus stop for you. May Jesus see your heart and stop for you. May he see your desire to know him and stop for you. Amen. When Jesus got there to a place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must come to your house. Hallelujah. Jesus said, Zacchaeus, do what? Make haste. Hurry up. That is another problem. Now, the first thing is that Jesus knows your name. Amen. Amen. I don't know the name of everybody on this row. I know only the names of two. I don't know the name of anybody on this row. Some of you are not new in the church. You've come for some time. I'm the bishop, but I can't even remember your names. How can I? Because I'm a normal human being. Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. But Jesus knows everybody's name. Every single person sitting here, somebody knows your name. Amen. Jesus, isn't it beautiful that Jesus knows you personally? He even knows your phone number. He knows your address. He knows where you live. He knows the issues of your life. So Jesus knew Zacchaeus' name. Amen. And you know, the sweetest word in every language is a person's name. The sweetest word in every language is your name. I'm telling you. If I say Deborah, me they say, hey, Bishop knows me. Wow. But if I say, my sister, praise the Lord, it's I've called you, but when I meant Deborah, it means a lot. It means a lot to you that the bishop knows your name. Me, human being, I know your name, it matters to you.
Wow.
Because for you, that's the sweetest name in every language. If I say Araba, it's a blessing. Amen. I didn't say no. I mention your names. Oh, the man remembers me. It means a lot. Amen. But Jesus knew, hey, this man's name. Zacchaeus, come down. Hurry up and come down. Today, I want to tell everybody, when I invite you, don't waste time. Make haste and come down. Make haste and come to Jesus. Don't say, oh, I'm waiting till next week. I'm waiting till tomorrow. I'm waiting next time I come. That next time may never come. So Jesus, Zacchaeus, hurry up and come now. Come. And Zacchaeus, look at the response. The next verse. And he made haste. And he did what? He made haste and came down and received him. I didn't hear. Received him what? Listen. When you give a life to Christ, God is not messing up your life. He's not messing. He's not taking away the happiness of your life. You must receive Jesus joyfully because your best life is about to start. Shout amen. I don't know why people think that when you go to church, I don't know why some people say that only disappointed people go to church. Do I look disappointed? Do I look frustrated? Do I look depressed? And my life is full of joy. I'm excited. I'm serving God. I'm happy. I know Jesus. Hallelujah. Your life can only be joyful. Your life can only be exciting. So Zacchaeus made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Because he knew something new was beginning in his life. And Jesus walked with him. Even people complained. Look at the next verse. And when they saw him, they murmured. They murmured. Look at this rascal boy. Look at this boy who played for Dynasty FC. Look at this boy who played for Heaven's Way. Look at this bad girl that we know. Those who know you, Mumema. But Jesus says he's a friend of sinners. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? He said, he has gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. That's what he said. But bless God, no matter who you are, Jesus will come into your life. And when Zacchaeus has responded, Jesus went to his house. He got up and said, today, anybody I've offended, anybody I've defrauded, I'm going to restore. And Jesus said, salvation has come to your house. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Because of you, your whole family shall be saved. Am I talking to anybody here? Amen. I was the first to get born again in my family. And then my big brother got born again, who is sitting right here. And my other big brother also got born again. So, Payin Kakra and I'm the terrier. We are all here. May your whole family be saved in Jesus' name. Come on, shout amen. Are you still here? Because of your salvation, your children will never go to hell. Your parents will never go to hell. May salvation come to your household because you belong to Jesus. Today is your day of salvation. Stand to your feet, everybody. Stand to your feet. I'm going to pray with us. Just stay where you are. Don't walk away. Just close your eyes with me. Every one of us here, please, no walking at all. Every one of us here, close your eyes wherever you are standing. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. I'm going to invite you. I'm going to ask you. I am not Jesus. Otherwise, I've called you. I'll call you by your name. But I'm representing Christ. What I can do is to invite you and ask you to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Today, there are some of you here who have not taken God seriously. There are some of you here who have made fun of God. Who today you are here, tomorrow you are not here. But now, today, the Sunday morning is an opportunity for you to say yes to God. Young boy, 17 years old, 21 years old boy, 28 year old lady, I don't know who you are, but today I know it's your day of salvation. Today is your day of salvation. I pray that you respond to God. If you're here, listen to me now, and you want to say, Bishop, I need Jesus in my life. I want to come to Jesus just as I am. I am a sinner. I've made many mistakes. But today, I am coming to Jesus. I want Jesus to come into my heart. Lift up your right hand quickly. Lift up your right hand. I see so many hands. Lift it up high, higher than your head. Please, it's a special day. Let your hand go higher than your head. Lift it up. Make haste. Lift your hands up. Because today, Jesus is coming into your life. Father, thank you for every hand lifted. Thank you for every hand lifted. May today mark a day of a new beginning for your children. If you have lifted your hand up and you are serious with God, I want you to walk from where you are and make haste and come to me right here. Come. Come.
Happy
come to the front.
Happy day.
Come.
Happy day.
Come on.
When Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, he taught me how to watch and pray.
He taught me how.
He taught me how to watch and pray
and live rejoicing every day. Happy day,
happy day when Jesus washed my sins away.
Now, before we pray our final prayer, close your eyes with me again. If you're standing here, you know that you used to be serious, but your life with God is now shaking. You are not as committed as you used to be. You can see
that somehow your life, you are moving away from God and you're not as close as you used to be. Today, I've sensed in my heart that several people here who need to rededicate their life to God. If you're standing here, I want to say, Lord, I want to rededicate my life. I did this some time ago, but I can see that I'm falling away. Today, I'm coming back to you. Come and join me right here. Come. Come now, quickly. From wherever, just come. Come quickly.
He taught me how. Come.
I'm waiting for you.
Watch and pray.
I'm waiting for you. Keep coming.
And live rejoicing every day.
Everybody lift your two hands up high and let us pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you. In front here, lift your two hands, let's pray. I want you to say this prayer with me and mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say after me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday afternoon, I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus
as my Lord and Savior. Wash away my sins. Come into my heart. Save me.
Make me a brand new person.
Be my Lord and Savior.
From today,
I belong to you.
I promise to follow you.
I promise to serve you.
I promise to trust in you.
The rest of my life. Please, Jesus, receive me.
Just as I am.
Please, Jesus,
write my name
in the book of life.
From today,
I belong to Jesus.
From today,
I am born again.
From today,
I will serve Jesus.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
For hearing my prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
From today, I am born again. Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Clap your hands for these wonderful people. He taught me how to watch and pray.